From the GPB Newsroom, good Tuesday. I'm Ricky Bevington. Thousands of state employees could be laid off under the new budget plan submitted to the state last week. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports many more could face unpaid furlough days as leaders prepare for a 14% reduction in spending.
Georgia is looking to trim over $3.5 billion from the budget that starts July 1st as the coronavirus takes a bite out of revenues. Some agencies plan for furloughs of 2 days a month, about a 10% cut in pay and hours worked. The largest cuts are to K-12 education, where school systems will have $1 billion less to work with come this fall. Even amidst a public health pandemic, the Department of Public Health is proposing furloughs for epidemiologists and less money to county health departments. Meanwhile, the Department of Labor is asking for an exemption as staff handles an overwhelming number of unemployment claims. Lawmakers will meet next month to decide just how austere the cuts will be for each agency. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
Georgia Governor Brian Kemp is offering this state as a possible destination for the Republican National Convention. Yesterday, President Donald Trump called into question whether the RNC would be held in Charlotte if the state didn't totally reopen by August 24th. In a tweet, Kemp touted Georgia's world-class facilities, restaurants, and workforce while asking Trump to consider the state for the event. The last time Atlanta hosted a major party's convention was in 1988. Democrats nominated Michael Dukakis to run against George H.W. Bush. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms responded to Governor Kemp's tweet by saying, quote, like North Carolina, the city of Atlanta is following a phased, data-driven approach to reopening. That plan does not contemplate hosting a large gathering event in August. With hurricane season just around the corner, experts say it's time to prepare by pruning your trees. As GPB's Emily Jones explains, falling limbs and uprooted trees can cause serious injuries and property damage.
Tree experts say it's important to check for dead limbs and signs of decay, like cracks or mushrooms growing on the trunk. Chris Heim with the Davy Tree Expert Company says big older trees like Savannah's famous oaks need lots of nutrients, so you should eliminate other plants that compete.
If you have shrubbery, a lot of times we're dealing with ground covers like ivy and things like that that are in under the tree that are in direct competition with that tree. There's only a finite amount of resource in that area.
Heim says when a storm is approaching, arborists often get more calls than they can handle. So he says to prepare your trees for hurricane season now. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones in Savannah.
And I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.